It's time for a conversation with Bruce Cassidy, brought to you by AT&T. More for your thing. That's our thing. We welcome in the head coach of the Bruins. Bruce, you had mentioned on the heels of Game 5 that rush reads and rush defense were going to be a part of your talk heading into Game 6. What should we look for tonight?
Well, I think we just have to be gapped up better in the neutral zone when we're able to do that, and then be ready to angle and then challenge plays sooner. I think we backed off a little in the neutral zone the other night. With their skill, they don't need a lot of time and space. You give them a little bit, they start making plays on you. We saw that. So tighten up that area. And in order to do that, your forwards have to be reloading. They can't be lazy coming back. The D have to know that they're going to have help if there is any type of breakdown, and that goes hand in hand with playing a good aggressive game and killing rushes and getting transition going the other way.
Defense is a five-man game, but that said, what do you want to see from your six guys on the blue line tonight?
Well, that is one thing. We want to be better killing rushes and defending rushes. When we can't kill them, we have to make better reads. So that's the other part of it. So our breakouts, you know, they changed things up a little bit, took the walls away a little more, so might be a little room to skate in the middle of the ice, so we can look at that. Obviously, when they took the lead, you have a bit of the nothing to lose mentality, but we attacked well and we played more on our toes and less on our heels, so that's a little part of it too here. Now Toronto's back home, there's obviously a certain level of pressure on them to perform and win at home, so we have to take advantage of being on the road and be loose and go out and let the play develop and play to our strengths.
You've essentially been around Tuukka Rask for about a decade now. And he's very even keel. But heading into Game 6, what's bubbling beneath the surface that could maybe help him tonight?
Well, I think he acknowledged that he wasn't at his best the other night. I think he was hard on himself. We did not defend very well in front of him early on. And then when we started to find our game, you know, we needed a save or two just to keep the game where it was because we had the poor start. And we didn't get those, and they weren't bad goals. I mean, they had numbers in front of our net. It's just that's where you need the extra. Didn't happen, so we made a change. But I think Tuukka's fine. He knows he's our number one. He knows the guys will be better in front of him. That's generally what happens when we've given up goals this year. We were able to come back and reset and understand what makes us play well, and that's what it is, usually good team defense.
Your fourth line the other night chipped in a pair of goals. Is there anything that the rest of your group can sort of borrow from what they were able to do the other night?
Yeah, ozone puck possession down below the goal line, the tops of the circles. I mean, when Toronto floods you on the puck side deep in their zone, you tend to want to get it up to the point. It's worked out for us. We scored a goal the other night. Torrey Adams got one earlier in this build. As he was active, his is more of what we'd like to see, where we're active getting the puck towards the net. Easier said than done when they're cutting off these cycles, so you got to be in good position right away, and it's got to be an automatic, and that's where offensive zone play, you want your best players just to create. But against Toronto, sometimes you do have to have a few automatics to make sure you get puck possession to begin with, and that's what we're going to focus on.
Since you mentioned puck possession, how have you been on 50-50 pucks and the puck battles across the five games?
Good and bad. There was an opportunity the other night to win a puck in the neutral zone twice, and we didn't, and it came they quick up transition. It happened here in Toronto, their first goal by Plekanec the other night. We had a chance to win a puck. The winning goal by Matthews, chance to win a puck on the wall. So, and I'm sure they would look at it the same way when we've scored goals against them. That's hockey right there, and that's why we don't, you know, get too concerned. You want to play a system, but at the end of the day, if you don't win puck battles, you're not winning the hockey game, because the team that has the puck the most generally wins, because everyone's got good players at this level. You can do certain things to defend against it, but you need the puck, and we're no different, and we talk about it all the time.
I know you addressed Rick Nash a little bit yesterday. There's been a lot of activity. Is there anything you can do as a coach to help him accomplish some of his goals?
Well, Rick, it seems like he's getting his better chances on the left wing, coming up the left wing side. When he was here, we talked about right versus left. Didn't seem to phase him. He's played both his whole career, so we may move him. With Jake, we like him on the left, and maybe it frees up a little space being a left winger with Riley Nash tonight and back. It's something we've talked about, not necessarily to get him away from Krejci. It's just he seems to find the puck more on his forehand side, so that may be something we think about. Other than that, it's getting to the net. There's a couple of rebounds there that if he digs in a little more, maybe stopping in front as opposed to trying to bat it in all at once. Sometimes you have more time than you think. There's little things like that, but those are all in-game things that the player feels or doesn't. You know, he's been in this league a long time, and I'm sure he'll start going in for him as long as he keeps getting the chances.
Last thing, you had mentioned just before we got here that you're contemplating maybe a change or two. What goes into that thinking?
Well, I mean, say a guy like Wengels, who's played some games. He's been in there. Both games he's been in, we've won. He's dependable. He's been through the playoff battles. So you think of that. Is that better than a younger guy that might be a little concerned about himself and wondering, you know, where he fits in? And so we've talked about that. speed versus, you know, maybe heaviness. We like our heavy lineup. It tends to work for us. Toronto likes their speed, so that's how we try to counter it. You can't have too much one or the other, we feel, but if we get the right balance. And then it's, you know, sometimes you want a goal scorer in there if you think it's going to become a game where you need to win 5-4, or do you want a guy that's a little more reliable? So that's generally what goes into it. On the back end, you know, it's been Grizz and Holden, so that's a little bit quickness versus size and experience, and that's it at the end of the day. Tuukka's going in, there's no doubt about that, and those are basically our thoughts for each position.
Good luck here in Game 6.
All right, thanks, Chad.
That's the head coach, Bruce Cassidy. Stay with us. The Bruins and the Maple Leafs are coming up next.